You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 441, covering week 47, November 17th to 23rd, 2025. Simon Josephson introduced the Debian Libre Live Images project, which provides Debian GNU/Linux builds free of non-free components such as firmware blobs. In accordance with a decision made in 2022, official Debian ISO images now include both free firmware from the main repository and proprietary firmware distributed through the non-free firmware repository. This project has begun creating official live image revisions for the AMD 64 architecture, allowing you to run or install Debian 13 without using non-free components. The OpenSUSE developers have released the ZSSH project, which attempts to implement the SSH protocol in the Zig language. The implementation includes code for parsing the protocol and handling SSH-related primitives, such as keys, certificates, and messaging with the SSH-agent. The encryption algorithm implementations are borrowed from existing libraries. The project's code is licensed under the GPL v3 license. The project's stated goals are to create an SSH stack in the Zig language that can be easily extended for experiments and research, such as testing post-quantum encryption algorithms and protocol extensions. The project is being developed from the outset with an eye toward use with various cryptographic libraries such as libcrypto and leancrypto. Alma Linux 9.7 is now available, synchronized with RHEL 9.7 release and containing all the changes proposed in that release. Installation images have been prepared for the x86-64, ARM64, PBC64LE, and S390X architectures in bootable, minimal, and full formats. Live builds with GNOME, KDE, Mate, and XFCE will be released later, as well as images for Raspberry Pi boards, containers, Windows subsystem for Linux, and cloud platforms. Alma has a Synergy repository available for use, which contains packages other than Red Hat Enterprise Linux. Currently, the Synergy repository contains packages for the Pantheon user environment, developed by the Elementary OS project, and Warpinator, a utility for encrypted file sharing between two computers. The Budgie 10.10-Preview.1 desktop environment has been released, dropping X11 support entirely and retaining only the ability to run in Wayland-based environments. Simultaneously, similar test releases have been released for related components, including the Budgie Session Manager, the Budgie Desktop View Icon Set, the Budgie Control Center System Configuration Interface, the Budgie Display Configurator, and the Budgie Desktop Services Suite. The project's code is licensed under the GPL v2 license. This release is notable for achieving parity in applet functionality when using Wayland with the legacy X11-based environment, improving menu manager, and stabilizing the new interface for configuring display settings. LabWC is recommended for the compositing server, but the Budgie 11 branch promises to add support for KWin and compositing servers based on Mir libraries. Among the build dependencies is the LiveXFCE4 windowing library, which implements a graphics-independent layer with window management elements. The GTK-layer-shell library, which uses GTK3 and the Wayland layer shell protocol, is used to create the panel and desktop components. Mesa 25.3.0 has been released, the open source implementation of the OpenGL and Vulkan APIs. The new release tag was published in Git on November 15th, but the announcement on the website only appeared this week. The first release of the Mesa 25.3.0 branch is experimental. After the code has been fully stabilized, version 25.3.1 will be released as stable. Mesa 25.3 adds support for the Vulkan 1.4 graphics API in the ANV drivers for Intel GPUs, RADV for AMD GPUs, NVK for NVIDIA GPUs, Honeycrisp for Apple GPUs, Turnip for Qualcomm GPUs, PanVK for ARM Mali GPUs, the LavaPipe software rasterizer, and emulator mode. The V3DV and DZN drivers support Vulkan 1.0, the KK driver supports Vulkan 1.1, and the PVR driver supports Vulkan 1.2. Mesa also provides full OpenGL 4.6 support for the following drivers: Iris, Radeon SI, Crocus, AMD, Zinc, LLVM Pipe, Virgil, FreeDrino, D3D12, and Asahi. The Xubuntu Projects developers published a report about a hack of Xubuntu.org that occurred a month ago, resulting in a link to an archive containing malicious code xubuntu-safe-download.zip being posted on the distribution's download page. The archive, disguised as a Xubuntu installer, contained an executable file for the Windows platform. When used, this file installed malware that analyzed clipboard data and spoofed cryptocurrency wallet addresses. An investigation into the incident revealed that access to the site was gained through an attack on a vulnerable mobile component of the WordPress platform maintained by Canonical. After gaining access, the attackers were able to inject their own code into the platform, altering the links of the download page and placing the file https://xubuntu.org/wp-content/xubuntu-safe-download.zip. The first reports of the compromise date back to October 15th. Canonical's infrastructure teams were notified shortly after receiving the complaints, immediately launched an investigation, and disabled the download page. Note, despite claims that the investigations began almost immediately, the malicious file remained on the download page until the evening of October 19th. On November 11th, Canonical provided Xubuntu developers with a report confirming the vulnerability had been fixed, security improvements had been made, and the loading page had been restored to read-only mode. To prevent similar incidents in the future, the decision was made to replace the WordPress content management system with the Hugo static site generator, which only hosts static content on the site. The attack is said to have been limited to replacing a link on the Xubuntu.org website and did not affect other infrastructure elements. Specifically, the attack did not affect the build system, the cdimages.ubuntu.com service, mirrors, package repositories, or other Xubuntu development elements. Users who downloaded the Xubuntu Safe Download Zip archive and ran the executable file contained within should consider their systems compromised and use antivirus software to clean their systems of malware. MyLibrary 4.3, a home library cataloger, has been released. The program code is written in C++ and is available under the GPL v3 license. The graphical user interface is implemented using the GTK4 library. The program is compatible with Linux and Windows operating systems. MyLibrary catalogs book files in FB2, EPUB, PDF, DJVU, ODT, text, and MD formats, both directly accessible and packed into archives, ZIP7Z, JAR, CPIO, ISO, TAR, TAR.GZ, TAR.BZ2, tar.exe, and RAR, and creates its own database without modifying the original files or changing their location. The FBD format is also available for cataloging. A book file packed into an archive along with a file with the FBD extension containing the FB2 description tag. The FBD format can store any files, not just books. Collection integrity and change control are monitored by creating a database of file and archive hash sums. Books can now be searched for by various criteria: author's last name, first name, middle name, book title, series, genre, and read using the default program installed on the system for opening the corresponding file formats. When a book is selected, its abstract and cover are displayed, if available, displaying a list of files in a collection, a list of books included in a specific file, a list of authors in a collection, and a list of books for which the user has created notes is supported. The developers of Zorin OS announced that Zorin OS 18, released on October 15th, has surpassed 1 million downloads, breaking all previous project records. 78% of all downloads were from Windows users. At the same time, they announced the provision of test support for upgrading Zorin OS 17.x releases to the Zorin OS 18 branch. It is expected that within a few weeks, the functionality for upgrading between branches, which does not require reinstalling the distribution and preserves all settings, applications, and user files, will be declared stable. The Zorin OS distribution is notable for its ability to customize the desktop experience across various versions of Windows and Mac OS, as well as its selection of apps similar to those Windows users are accustomed to. Zorin OS uses GNOME as a desktop foundation, with a set of custom add-ons and a panel based on Dash to Panel and Dash to Dock. Zorin Connect is included for desktop integration with smartphones. In addition to deb packages and Ubuntu repositories, support for Flatpak, AppImage, and Snap formats is enabled by default, with the ability to install apps from FlatHub and the Snap Store. A set of patches have been published addressing 6 vulnerabilities in the Grub2 bootloader, most of which result in use after free memory access. These potential issues can be used to bypass the UEFI Secure Boot verified boot mechanism. Fixing the Grub2 issues requires more than just updating the package. It also requires generating new internal digital signatures and updating installers, bootloaders, kernel packages, FWUPD firmware, and the shim layer. The OpenSUSE project developers have released the Agama 18 installer, notable for its separation of the user interface from the underlying YAST components. Agama supports various front-ends, including a web-based installation management front-end. Agama replaces the classic installation interface in SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 16 and OpenSUSE Leap 16. The installer components are licensed under the GPL v2 and written in Ruby, Rust, and JavaScript/TypeScript. Live builds for the x86-64, PPC-64LE, S390X, and ARM64 architecture have been created for evaluating the new installer. These builds include OpenSUSE Leap 16, continuously updated builds of OpenSUSE Tumbleweed and OpenSUSE Slow Roll, as well as additions of Micro OS and OpenSUSE Leap Micro. For package installation, hardware checks, disk partitioning, and other necessary installation functions, Agama continues to use YAST libraries with layered services implemented on top of them that abstract access to the libraries via unified HTTP-based communication protocol. The installer uses a multiprocess architecture, ensuring that the user interface is not blocked while other tasks are running. MariaDB 12.1.2 has been released, marked as the first stable release of the 12.1 branch. MariaDB 12.1, designated a rolling release, continues the gradual development of functionality and replaces MariaDB 12.0. MariaDB 12.2.1 RC has been released simultaneously. MariaDB 12.1 will be maintained until the 12.2.2 release is out. The MariaDB project develops a fork of MySQL that maintains backward compatibility and features the integration of additional storage engines and advanced features. MariaDB's development is overseen by the independent MariaDB Foundation following an open and transparent development process independent of individual vendors. MariaDB is shipped as a replacement for MySQL in many Linux distributions and is used in major projects such as Wikipedia, Google Cloud SQL, and Nimbus. The GCC Steering Committee has approved the inclusion of the GCC-A68 front-end in the GCC codebase. This front-end supports the ALGOL-68 programming language, developed in the late 1960s. Once integrated, the standard GCC toolchain will be able to compile ALGOL-68 programs without requiring the GNU ALGOL-68 compiler. The front-end will be available experimentally in the GCC-16 release, scheduled for spring next year. The ALGOL-68 front-end has been added with some caveats. It will not be included in default builds and will not be considered when assessing GCC's release readiness. Furthermore, developers are not responsible for the ALGOL-68 front-end are given the option to opt out of working on issues related to this front-end. If maintenance issues arise, the front-end will be removed. GCC currently includes front-ends for C, C++, Objective-C, Objective-C++, Fortran, Ada, Go, D, Modulo 2, Rust, and COBOL. Front-ends for the GNU Pascal compiler, Mercury, Modulo 3, GHDL, PL/1, and GCC Unified Parallel C are being developed separately. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.